You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We have a lot of things to get into in today's show. Patrick Mahomes sat down with USA Today. We will tell you more about that coming up in today's show. We'll also get to some news and notes in the National Football League. Shedeur Sanders is going to start for the Cleveland Browns. We have another entry in the saga between the Cowboys and Micah Parsons. We'll also talk about the AFC West and kind of take a look at the other teams in the division, not named the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll also get to the Royals coming up in just a bit. The Royals have dropped the series to the Boston Red Sox. We are now going to see if they get swept or not by the Boston Red Sox. We will get to that coming up momentarily. I learned something very interesting about Rob today. I believe that everybody has a trigger. I found what Rob's trigger is today, and I want to explain to you what that is. We have a lot of plans between now and the end of the show. We will be off an hour early today because of the Kansas City Royals. Before we do any of that, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan and also the Odyssey app. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. And number three, I need you to remember that the open of the show is now brought to you every day from our friends over at The Other Place with five metro locations serving great pizza for over 25 years right here in Kansas City. Be sure to check out for some hot pizza and some cold drinks. Be sure to check out The Other Place and theotherplace.com. I actually think that the top story in sports is off the field and not on the field. We got some major media news in the world of sports earlier today. Let's start with the biggest of the news. The NFL now owns 11% of ESPN. We are going to see some changes with some of our products in how we consume the NFL. So let me tell you this. This entire deal between the NFL and ESPN, I'm going to break it down for you. This deal is about ESPN is launching its own direct-to-consumer app that is going to launch coming up on August 21st. So they are in the business of acquiring as much content as they possibly can. This content is going to cost $30 a month. This is going to give you access to ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, all of their ACC Network, SEC Network, ESPN News, ESPN on ABC, all of their content. It is clear what ESPN is trying to do. ESPN is trying to cut out the middleman. A lot of people, myself included, at this point largely have cable or largely have YouTube TV or Hulu Live or Sling or wherever you get live television from. You largely have it because of sporting events. ESPN is trying to circumvent that and is trying to cut out the middleman. If you can now get ESPN and their family of networks directly from them, why do you need to go get cable when you can just pay them directly $30 a month? It is also important to note that eventually, so in a year, whenever all of this gets approved, NFL Network will also be a part of this package. Now ESPN owns NFL Network. It is also important to note that there are going to be no changes for this season. So if you are worried, what does this mean for my favorite show on NFL Network? The answer right now is nothing. What does this mean for Red Zone? Something that I'm very interested in. It means nothing for this upcoming season. Nothing is changing with NFL Network. Nothing is changing with Red Zone. Now, this is important because I've heard a lot of, well, ESPN is going to mess up Red Zone. No, no, no. I want us to be clear on what this deal means. According to Sports Illustrated, once this deal gets approved, Red Zone will continue to be produced and operated by the National Football League, not through ESPN. That means they are not replacing Scott Hansen. He just signed a 4-year deal. I don't want Scott Hansen to go anywhere. He's Mr. Red Zone. It also means any changes that happen with Red Zone have nothing to do with the with ESPN. It will be because of the NFL. The NFL has 100% complete control of Red Zone. Now, if you're like me, and when it's noon or 1 o'clock or whatever time, I love Red Zone. I like Red Zone more than I love the noon games. I don't want any changes to my Red Zone experience. I want Red Zone to stay how it is. I want Red Zone to continue how it's going. Now, this does mean that I don't believe that Red Zone is going to be a part of the YouTube TV subscription moving forward. I think you will have to get that through ESPN and through their direct-to-consumer product. We got time to get there. Now, all of the shows that are currently on NFL Network, those shows are going to be operated by ESPN. So I'm guessing that some of those shows are simply going away. They're going to keep what they like. They're going to get rid of what they don't like. They're going to cut some budget here. They're going to do that. But I think you're going to see some changes if you are somebody that watches the NFL Network. ESPN and NFL Fantasy is now going to merge into one thing. NFL Network will continue to air the games. I just want to give you guys all of the details about what this means. Now, we can talk about what I think this means from an ethical, moral standpoint. The NFL now owns part of the largest sports network. What does this mean in terms of coverage and how the league is covered on a day-to-day basis? What if there's a story that's not very favorable for the National Football League? With their influence and their control over ESPN, do they move away from that story? Do they report that story? These are all very interesting things. ESPN is also in the gambling space. So wait, you're telling me now that the NFL now owns and operates part of a sports book? It seems like there's a lot of potential integrity issues that could come into question with this, but this is big business at a very, very high level. I'm just simply here telling you what is going on. Another big news and note that has now come out is ESPN has now purchased all of the premium live events from WWE. So all of the pay-per-views, the Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, the big ones, the big pay-per-view events, ESPN is now going to take control of them starting in 2026. Now, the WWE is still going to run them, but you've been able to watch those on Peacock. Not anymore. All of them are going to ESPN. What does all of this mean? Why is this important? I think ESPN is showing you what their business model is in 2025 and beyond. ESPN is in the business of three things. They are in the business of big personalities. They are in the business of big opinions. They are in the business of big events. Think of all of the sporting events that you really, really care about. For the most part, and there are certainly exceptions, those things now run through ESPN. The Super Bowl will be on ESPN coming up in the next couple of years. Yes, the Super Bowl will be on cable coming up in a couple of years. ESPN is going to be the host of the Super Bowl. They are now heavily involved in the college football playoff. They now have ownership over the major sporting events with the WWE. We just mentioned their relationship with the NFL. They are in the live sports big time business. That is what ESPN, as the model has shifted, and it is less about SportsCenter, less about highlights, less about those things. It is driven by big personalities, Pat McAfee, Stephen A. Smith, used to be Shannon Sharp. We can talk about the people that work there, big personalities, big opinions. It is clear what the goal is now at ESPN. We're going to broadcast the events, and then we're going to have Stephen A. Smith talk about them in the morning, and we are going to repeat this 7 days a week. That is the goal. We're going to have Scott Van Pelt at night as our essential post-game show, whether it's for the NFL, Monday Night Football, NBA, whatever it is, that is going to roll into Stephen A. Smith the next day and Pat McAfee, and that is going to be our daily, weekly programming on ESPN. They also are clearly trying to cut out the cable companies. They are trying to get it to a point where you don't need to give $80, $90 every month to YouTube TV. Why don't you give $30 to us? And some people are going to sign up for this. If you're a WWE fan, I don't know how you don't sign up for the new ESPN service. Now you're just not going to watch WrestleMania. Now you're just not going to watch SummerSlam or the Royal Rumble. What's the point of even watching wrestling if you're not going to watch the big events and the big pay-per-views? That's what all the WWE Raw lead up to, is those big events. This is the future. ESPN is showing you the future. Big personalities, big opinions, and big-time live sporting events. It is here when it comes to ESPN. The model is certainly changing at a very, very drastic pace, and ESPN continues to be at the forefront when talking about those changes. We'll continue to talk about this over the course of the day. Coming up on the other side, Patrick Mahomes sat down with USA Today. We'll tell you what he said. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I would highly encourage you guys to check this out. It's not very often that Patrick Mahomes sits down for an interview, but he sat down with an exclusive one-on-one with USA Today. Talked about a bunch of different things. Talked about the loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Talked about he is turning 30 coming up in a month. He talked about a lot of different things. There was one part that really stood out to me, and it was about the deep ball last year and the fact that the Chiefs, that was, I would say, the thing that they as a team struggled with the most. You guys have mentioned it. Rob, you've mentioned it, that Patrick Mahomes last year felt like a little bit of a check down Charlie. It was a lot of underneath stuff. Now, I think there's a bunch of different things that you can attribute that to. If you want to put it to the offensive line, sure, I think that's part of it. If you want to talk about the injuries that they had at wide receiver last year, I think that was part of it as well. The youth and inexperience of some of their wide receivers, that also factors into it. There wasn't one thing that I think stands above the rest on why the Chiefs really struggled on some of those deep passes. Well, this is what Mahomes had to say about it. Quote, there's things that we have to get better at, especially myself. There's plays on the football field that I didn't make last year that I've made in previous seasons. At the end of the day, I'm going to do what it takes to win, whether that's passing for a lot of yards or not passing for a lot of yards. But I think if I play better, then that's going to make it better for the team. So I've got to be better at executing whenever those shots are there and making those deep throws, because that's going to alleviate pressure on our defense and allow them to play more free and help the team play more free as well. The Chiefs have talked about this enough throughout the offseason that I really think that this is something that they have discussed and really tried to focus on for this upcoming season. Now, a lot of it, I think, is outside of Mahomes' control. I do think Mahomes missed some throws last year. I think that's normal amongst players. But some of it, I think, was just whether it was lack of field awareness. We saw a couple times with Xavier Worthy that I think Mahomes made a good enough throw and Worthy just wasn't great at getting his feet down early on in the season. Some of the injuries that I think played a part into it as well. But I think the Chiefs have too many things in place for their offense to be middle of the road the way that it has been from a number standpoint the last couple of seasons. This is something that I want to see some growth in. We have seen Mahomes be a dangerous regular season player. He's won multiple MVPs. He hasn't really been that in the regular season the last couple of years. Sure, he has made plays when they need him to, and in the postseason, ultimately when it matters, Mahomes has been a tremendous difference maker and why the Chiefs are the organization that they are. But you can't have the coach that they have, the quarterback that they have, a lot of the infrastructure that they have in place and be 17th in point score the way that they've been, or bad on down the field throws. If you were asking me, what's one thing that I want to see the Chiefs improve upon for this upcoming season? What's one improvement that I want to see for their offense? I want to see them get that heavyweight punch back. One of the reasons why the games have been as close as they've been in the last 12 months or so, and why the Chiefs have had to pull so many games out of the fire, is they didn't really have the ability to knock you out. They were going to win on the scorecards more times than not, but they didn't really have the ability to kind of deliver that big punch to a lot of teams. That comes with those explosive plays. That comes with those chunk plays. That comes with just being able to dominate and control the line of scrimmage. So, Rob, if you're asking me what's one area that I want to see improvement from with the Chiefs, whether it's offense or defense, what's one thing that I think they need to do to kind of take that step forward and get back to being a top eight offense or better in the National Football League? I think it comes from explosiveness on the outside. I think it comes from big plays. I think it comes from just being a more dynamic offense 10, 15, 20 yards from the line of scrimmage.
This was my major frustration with the Chiefs and the Chiefs offense last season. If I were to blind resume Patrick Mahomes' stats from 2024, you would have told me he's Kirk Cousins. You would have told me he's Alex Smith. You would have told me he is whatever version of checkdown Charlie, safe but effective quarterback, and it is not what I want the best quarterback in the NFL to look like. I don't want to have a 26 touchdown guy. I want to have a 40 touchdown guy. I want a guy whose air yards are near the top in the NFL. It's not 3 yard slant and then we do it twice more and we hope to get a first down. It is the top of my list of things that drove me insane about last year's team, and I get it, they kept winning games, they went 15-2, this, that, and the other, but it infuriated me that Patrick Mahomes, who we know is at the top of his game and the prime of his NFL career, looked like Aaron Rodgers does in will in Pittsburgh. Just fine. So you know what? I'm happy Mahomes hears the noise. I'm happy Andy Reid hears the noise. I'm happy that Matt Nagy hears the noise. It's clear Brett Veach heard the noise because they added weapons and protection this offseason. And I'm happy he's sitting down with USA Today and talking about it. But you know what? We're closing in on the end of talking season, and we're closing in on the real season. And I will continue to be frustrated by this until I am shown they're back to that 2018, 2019, even 2022 offense that was more than just dink and dunk. There was some explosion, and it feels like it's coming, but I cannot say it's here until I see it's here.
Yeah, you know my stance on this is I think explosive plays just come from explosive players, and I don't know if they've had a lot of those guys at least in down the field since. I mean, it is not really that surprising to me that you started to see the decline in the numbers of Patrick Mahomes when you also started to see the decline in Travis Kelce as a player as well. When Mahomes was at his best, he either had the best version of Tyreek Hill or a best version of Travis Kelce. As we've gotten further away from that, and now as the offense is starting to transition, where you need Rashee Rice to be healthy, you need Xavier Worthy to take a step forward, Hollywood needs to stay healthy, you need those guys to bring it, they just have it, and I think you've seen that kind of trickle effect down with the offense. That's what excites me most about this offense, if you can get everybody healthy at the same time. This is a really complete offense. If this offensive line is what we think it can be, and Josh Simmons continues to grow and develop, a healthy run game with Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. We've mentioned the wide receivers. We'll talk more about them coming up here momentarily. If you can get all of those things to align, I think you got the pieces to be one of the better offenses in the league. The question really for the last 12 months has been, can you get everybody on the field at the same time? You don't have Hollywood, then you don't have Rashee Rice, and then you lose Isaiah Pacheco. It's just been a revolving door, and the Chiefs have obviously managed to hold things together and have still had a lot of success. They just haven't always at times done it with the offense, and you've seen the defense has maintained a really high level of play. I expect that this year. The Chiefs' defense should be one of the five best in the league. I mean, I think Justin Reed's a very important player. Taking Justin Reed off this team is not the reason why this defense potentially falls apart. Everything else is the same. If anything, I think you're adding to a defense because you really didn't have a healthy Charles Omenihu for the first 12 weeks of the season. So if you're telling me that Chris Jones is healthy coming into the year, Karlaftis and Omenihu, all three of them are healthy coming into this season, You should expect to take a little bit of a step forward, or at a minimum, just maintain what you've done defensively, and that's being one of the better defensive units in the league. Let's talk about the wide receivers. I think it's safe to call these five guys locks to make the team. Now, I know the Rice with the suspension, that changes the calculus, but follow me here. Rice, Worthy, Brown, Juju, and Royals. We agree. 100% certainty to make the team. No reason to debate them. I think the question now is, are the Chiefs going to take six or seven wide receivers? Because now we got three guys maybe fighting for one or two spots. Sky Moore. I don't know why Sky Moore would continue to be on this team. I think he's kind of shown you everything he can show you. He's not really going to help you in the receiver game. You feel like you got better special teams guys and better kick returner and punt returners. I just don't really know what Sky Moore's role could potentially be on this team. But they also drafted him, and teams side with their draft picks all the time. I think Tyquan Thornton has played himself onto the team based on how training camp is going to go. If you were asking me right now, based on training camp is gone, between Tyquan Thornton, Sky Moore, and Nico Romillo, it's not close, in my opinion, between those three. I think that Tyquan Thornton has been the best out of those three. I think he has played well enough so far in training camp to make the team. Now, they got a preseason game this weekend. How does that look? How does that continue? How does he continue to grow on what he's done in St. Joe? But I think Tyquan Thornton has played himself onto the team. I would also guess that Nico probably has the edge over Sky Moore because of special teams. You trust Nico, whether it's to be a gunner or you trust him to be the kick and the punt returner. I don't know if you trust Sky Moore to make the team. Rob, do you see a scenario in which they keep all seven of those guys, that they would keep Tyquan Thornton and Nico? And they certainly is helped out by the fact that we don't believe that Rashee Rice is going to be there week one. So you can keep those six guys and you necessarily don't have to do the roster math yet because Rice doesn't factor into that number.
Yes, you actually answered the question before I could answer. I think I could see them keeping seven. However, I think they are going to keep seven because they're going to massage the roster. They're going to get information on Rashee Rice suspension. They're going to carry an extra wide out in case. So they're really carrying six, but seven. I still think maybe Sky Moore makes the roster, but I think he makes the roster because of Rashee Rice suspension far more than his talent, his ability, his camp, any of those things. So I will say seven with the caveat that it's seven with the roster exemption, and we really are at six. Roster math is fun this time of year.
Yeah, I guess more than anything, this is just a topic about Sky Moore. I don't see a scenario that he is on this team, barring an injury that could happen in the preseason. Now, I mean, maybe Tyquan Thornton gets injured. Maybe Nico Romeo gets injured. That happens. I mean, Hollywood Brown got hurt last year during training camp. But if we're talking about the only change is a Rice suspension, if that's the only change between now and the beginning of the season, I just don't see a scenario in which Sky Moore ends up making this team, not over what I think Thornton has done so far. I mean, I just think Thornton is a better receiver than Sky Moore is, and Nico can help you more in special teams. I mean, that's the sixth then. It's Worthy, Brown, Juju, Royals. Those guys are no doubters to me, those four guys. And then you got Tyquan Thornton and Nico, and that ends up being your sixth until you get Rashee Rice back, whenever that could possibly be. I think that ends up being their wide receiver room. Do you like that wide receiver room early in the season? Let's say the Rice gets four games. So let's say you don't have Rice for the Eagles game, week two, who maybe have the best secondary in all the National Football League, and then you don't have them for Baltimore. They also have an argument of having the best secondary in the league if everybody is healthy. You're going up against two really, really physical units without your number one wide receiver. How are you feeling about the wide receiver room going into, I would say, three good defenses if you also want to factor in the Chargers in week one in Brazil?
So I like their wide receiver room a lot when Rashee Rice is on the football field. So if we take him off, which he's going to get suspended, it's a fact of life. I don't know I love it as much because it is impossible for me to know what Hollywood Brown is going to be. Maybe he's healthy and ready to go by week one, and it's Brown, and you have Worthy, who was a good rookie last year for the Chiefs, and then you have Jalen Royal stepping in. You have a slimmer, best shape of his life, Travis Kelce. I like the receiver room, but without knowing Rashee Rice's suspension is and without knowing the health of Hollywood Brown, I do have some questions. I think those questions get answered because Rice eventually comes back from suspension and health eventually happens. But in the first four games, I'm a little bit skeptical of the room, but I think as time goes on and they come out of the suspension, I really like the wide receiver room, just maybe not early.
I think a lot of it really just comes down to with all of these guys, and I guess maybe you're not putting Jalen Royals into that. I don't know if you can now at this point. If you remove Rice from this, it's really on Worthy, Brown, and Juju to stay healthy and be productive for the first 4 weeks of the season, which is a 50-50 proposition on both sides.
You ain't getting all three. Someone's hurt in those games. I actually think it's gonna be Brown because time has told us
he's
this
hurt
gonna be
right
Brown.
Now. Yeah, he's hurt right now.
But yeah, you're right. If it's perfect health, it ain't bad. I ain't banking on perfect health.
Do you still think Juju has anything left in the tank? I feel like, and I'm gonna go back and pull up his stats from last year, I feel like he really only had kind of one good game last year. I remember there was one game he had 100 yards, and
Saints
he actually
game.
Was pretty productive.
It was the Saints game.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good in that game. Other than that, I don't really feel like you got a whole lot from Juju last year. I mean, the Chiefs obviously like him. They like his toughness. They like his personality. They like him in the locker room. I mean, that all makes sense. I mean, last year looking at it, so for example, Hollywood Brown had 231 yards receiving last year. 130 of it came in one game against the New Orleans Saints. 130. So that means in the other games that that Juju played, he had 99 yards receiving in those games. He wasn't a very productive player last year. Now, to his credit, he also just didn't get a lot of targets and opportunities last year either. I mean, in the last eight games of the season, the most targets that he got in a game was three. I mean, you can't really make plays if they don't throw you the ball. You would have to think that early in the season, they're going to throw him the ball. You've been in the offense now three seasons. You're a veteran player. You're an established player. Mahomes obviously likes and trusts you, or you just simply wouldn't be around if that was the case. I think they kind of need Hollywood to be an X factor early on in the season.
I don't disagree with you, But this is where I say during the Rice suspension, whatever the length is, I have a little bit of worry about the wide receiver room early. Because if you're saying Hollywood Brown's an X factor, I'm telling you Hollywood Brown might be an IR factor. He might be a PUP factor. He might be a first team shorts and a t-shirt factor. Like, I think Hollywood Brown, when healthy, is a fine wide receiver. Has anyone seen him in a Chiefs jersey when healthy? Does anyone know what that looks like? I think we have an idea of it based on Madden and concepts, but we've never actually seen it. So I actually have more faith in Juju because he's at least shown me in this offense, albeit 3-4 years ago now, he can be a productive wideout. I have never seen Hollywood Brown be a productive wideout in Kansas City. It just never happened. So if you're saying the X factor is Hollywood, I can tell you that's why I'm scared about the wide receiver room until Rice comes out of suspension.
And someone just texted in, Juju has just enough to be that breaking case of emergency wide receiver. I'm always in on Juju until he gets hurt. I don't disagree with you there. I just think at least early on in the season, I think they're going to maybe need him in one of those games. I don't think you're getting four good games from Juju to kick off the season. I'm going to guess in one of those games, they're going to need Juju to kind of step up and be a productive player. I mean, if you're factoring in, you don't know if Rashee Rice is going to be there, and you're siding with the fact that he is likely not going to be there early on in the season. You also, to your point, I don't know if you can 100% count on Hollywood Brown being there for all of those games. Like, you kind of need Juju. You kind of need Juju to be a difference maker and to help you make plays in some ways. Maybe they're more reliant on tight ends. You see maybe a little bit of Robert Tonyan. Maybe you see more of Noah Gray during that time frame. But you're going up against three, I would say, pretty capable defenses early on in the season with the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Ravens. You're probably going to need a couple of guys to step up. I also think some of the pressure is going to be off Mahomes because I just think the Chiefs will be able to run the ball more effectively with the healthy Isaiah Pacheco. And I just don't really think they had that. Certainly from October on, I don't think he was healthy really at any point in the final 3 or 4 months of the season or so. I do have one quick Royals thought, and I want to get back to the NFL coming up momentarily. Lewis Riddick kind of went around the league, so we'll also go around the league with Lewis Riddick. I think the message for the Royals today is a very simple, don't get swept. Like, getting swept, it undoes the work that you did in Toronto. That was a big series win for the Royals in Toronto. No question. Toronto is arguably the best team in the American League. The Royals go in there and win 2 of 3. They had put a string of really good series together against some good teams. They went to Wrigley and beat the Cubs. They took care of business on the road against Toronto. The Royals have had a very good and consistent stretch. We know what happened on Monday. That was a game that you probably weren't in, but you had the mistake with the base running error. Yesterday, you were in it for the early part of the game, and then Boston made a couple more hits, a couple more plays. They end up beating you in the end of that game, so they end up locking up and securing a win in the series. And Boston is maybe the hottest team in baseball right now. I think the message is just simple, just don't get swept. There is a drastic difference in being 3-3 during this stretch and 2-4 in this stretch. If you win the Toronto series and you lose this series to Boston, they take 2 out of 3, you're in the exact same place that you were in. You take a step back if you lose today's game against Boston. And now coming up, we've talked about it. You got games against Minnesota, games against Washington, games against Chicago. I mean, it is imperative that you win those series if you want to keep your playoff hopes alive. Rob, for me, the message is very simple for the Royals. You just can't afford to get swept by Boston.
We 1,000% agree. Now, we can talk about this later in the week. I think a lot of the agreement me and you have about don't get swept is built on this. The Twins are a carcass. Like, I bet if we went and polled the city, the average fan doesn't know more than one, maybe two current members of the Minnesota Twins. And after that, you have the Nationals and White Sox, who are the absolute dregs of the league. So there is a belief that if you can survive this front part of the road trip, you did in Toronto, you are not doing it in Boston. If you can tread water and go 3-3, you have a chance to really make up some ground when you play, 9 straight against a bad team. If you get swept today, the pressure is higher when you're playing those bad teams. But we agree, do not get swept. But a lot of my do not get swept energy is based on the fact I think they will gobble up some games. If it's this time next week and they've struggled with the Nats and the Twins, we'll be having a very different conversation. But for now, the message is correct, it's clear, it's simple, it's concise. Win tonight. And by the way, the lineup is out for tonight, and for the first time all season,
I was just going to ask you that.
Jonathan India is in the sixth spot. They have a new leadoff hitter tonight, so I don't know if that's a sign of it's time to mix things up, but it feels like the Royals at least think a shakeup is needed as the offense has been stagnant in Boston.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think this means? So for those of you that have not seen the lineup, Yastrzemski is leading off in right field today. Witt Jr., Pasquantino, Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez, Adam Frazier, Jonathan India, John Rave, and Kyle Isbell. That is how their lineup switches out today. I don't have any problem with them shaking things up and then moving Yaz up higher in the lineup and just giving him more of an opportunity. I mean, at this point, I think you can argue that he's the better hitter than Jonathan India. Right now, it's not about feelings or what you've been doing. It's about putting yourself in the best possible position in the best possible scenario. I don't have any problem with them making this change to the lineup. It's probably welcomed in a lot of ways.
I think it's welcomed. I still think the Royals made the right move with Jonathan India, but since the All-Star break, he's been bad. I mean, he had the walk-off against Cleveland on that Saturday, and that was a really cool moment. Royals win a walk-off. Walk-off home runs are always cool. But I pulled the stats. He's hitting 152 since the All-Star break. The All-Star break wasn't, you know, 3 games ago, and it's a bad run. It is early August. The All-Star break was about a month ago. You can't have your leadoff hitter hitting like Jack Caglione. You can't have your leadoff hitter, you know, hitting below the Mendoza line and tell me you're a playoff team. So you know what? I welcome the switch. Maybe it takes a little pressure off Jonathan India and he can get back to the regular 250, 260 hitter he is. You feel like you added Mike Yastrzemski. He's good against righties. There's righty on the hill tonight for Boston. Like, I like the logic behind the shakeup, but if it doesn't work, we're going to have more conversation about the offense, which I feel like we've done 120 times already this season.
Why do you think they've never really entertained Mikel Garcia as the possible leadoff hitter for this team? Is it just simply they want him to come up when there's guys potentially on base? Like, they were pretty quick, I think, to make this change with Mike Yastrzemski. They've never really been, at least it would appear, that open to trying to give Mikel Garcia the opportunity to be their leadoff hitter.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, I feel like maybe it's because for such a long stretch this season, they just didn't have run producers, and Mikel Garcia has been that guy, so you don't want to, you know, break that, kind of like you said. But it feels like he is perfectly designed to be a leadoff hitter for this team. It's just they're not leading him off. I said earlier, I still don't mind the Jonathan India trade with the advantage of hindsight. I wonder now if you asked JJ Piccolo, hey, hindsight being 2020, Mikel Garcia became this. Would you have done the trade still? I don't think he would, because Garcia became the player they thought he could be, but I think the offense has been so stagnant, it feels like robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're taking out a leadoff hitter to add our best run producer. Now you're kind of jumbled up everywhere. I think that's the logic behind it. Not saying it's good, but I think that's the logic.
Coming up on the other side, I found what Rob's trigger is today, and Rob said this is actually very common. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Rob and I have been bonding over a lot of college nostalgia the last couple of weeks. I told you guys last week that Rob and I went down a rabbit hole of watching 90s Nebraska college football highlights, and it was a really enjoyable experience. We were watching Nebraska really pummel some teams. They were running that triple option so well with Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips and Amon Green, and the defense, the black shirts were humming. And even though Nebraska was pummeling both of our teams, it was just fun to watch excellence and dominance and going through the old stats. Like, we were really bonding as men. Today, Rob and I had some free time. It's kind of a slow day. Boss isn't here. It's not really a whole lot of direct local news. So we kind of just had some free time to kind of mess around. So we were watching old Kansas basketball highlights. Rob's just been really excited about this upcoming Jayhawk season. You know, they got the potential number one overall pick. He just picked out his seats. You know, Rob's getting excited about basketball, and I get it. So we were watching some old KU basketball highlights. This is like mid-90s. I mean, like Roy Williams in his bag. And Rob and I were bonding over Rafe LaFrance. Now, I don't think I've ever bonded with anybody over Rafe LaFrance, but Rob, we probably watched, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of just Rafe LaFrance just schooling people. Just great footwork, great touch around the rim. He looked like Nick Collison before Nick Collison. It was an enjoyable experience, I would say. We were watching that. We were kind of marveling at Lester Earl's athleticism. I forgot that Earl had the bunnies like that. He's blocking shots and dunking on people and really playing with a lot of energy for KU. I forgot he had hops like that. So we're sitting there, we're watching it. And Rob's like, hey, don't go to the Arizona game. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like we're watching one of those year in review tapes on YouTube is what we're watching. He's like, man, I don't want to watch that, man. He's like, I still get mad about it. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, We've sat here and we've watched Kansas dominate in basketball for the last 30 minutes, and I haven't complained. I haven't said anything. He's like, that loss still eats at me. I'm like, wait, what? You've seen your team win two national. Bill Self's been to what, five Final Fours since he's been the head coach? Four, five? I don't know the number. You've been to the actual Final Four. You're telling me a loss in 1996 against Arizona in the Sweet 16? That still eats at you? It didn't make a lot of sense. He was like, I don't want to watch that. He's like, let's watch something else. Like, what? No. Let's finish the tape. Let's finish watching it. Rob turned his back to the computer screen. He would not watch it. I was like, oh, this is valuable information. I now know your trigger. I know the game that gets you. And then once Rob started stopped pouting and stopped having his moment, he says that everybody has one of these kind of games. He says everybody has. And I was like, wait, you think Chiefs fans have this? And he's like, of course they do. And I'm like, wait, if you're a Chiefs fan, you've been to 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years. You've seen them win 3 of them. There's a game that triggers you. I mean, one of the Super Bowl beatdowns, you guys act like it never happened. We don't never talk about the fact that they went to the Super Bowl against Tom Brady and lost and got pummeled. That game just never happened. I mean, the Eagles won. I mean, it's like, it's kind of hard to win 3. I get why that one's a little fresh. It just happened. Is there a game that triggers Chiefs fans? Because I get when it used to be the Bengals game. Like, that second half against the Bengals, it used to trigger you guys. But you still have that game even after all the success that you've had? Like, I get why if you're a K-State fan, 1998 against A&M, I get why that's a trigger. Or if you're a Missouri fan, like, there's not a game that then instantly puts you back in this mood. Like, you don't have the overall trump card. Like, let's say that Rob and I are going back and forth, and I mention and we laugh about the Arizona. He can then pull out, well, we won the national championship in 08. We won the national championship with David McCormick and Ochai and all those guys. Rob, you're still that triggered about them losing to Arizona when you were a kid? I didn't know this.
1,000%. First and foremost, that team should have won. That team went one. Do you know how hard it is to be a one-loss college basketball team? They were smoking people.
Who was that just, one loss against?
It doesn't matter.
It was
on the road. It was a former conference opponent. They left the conference. We don't speak about that opponent. They lost one game.
Nebraska? That makes sense.
They were an all-time college basketball team. And then to lose to Arizona and Miles Simon, when if they had won the next games against a 10 seed in the Elite Eight, you're definitely smoking a 10 seed and you're probably cutting down the nets. Chiefs fans still have this game, whether they want to admit it or not. I know they've won 3 Super Bowls. Times are great. It's a party. But if they were like at a big tailgate at Arrowhead, you're one of those big, 20, 30, 40, 50 people tailgates at Arrowhead, and you clicked on the D Ford play on the TV, people would still be irate like it had just happened. It does not matter how much winning and how much success you have. There's always going to be that feeling of the one that got away. For me as a KU basketball fan, there's a couple of those, but the Arizona one really stands out. Chiefs fans 100% have one that got away, and I think it's the D Ford game. They feel like they were 1 foot away from beating Brady and going to the Super Bowl, and they will always feel irked by that, no matter how many wins they have.
Text line 913-586-7965. People are giving their losses that trigger them. Someone says, yes, to this day, the Colts, the no punt game, it still triggers me. I guess, I don't know. I can't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Someone else says the Colts wild card game. I mean, I get the Colts wild card game. If you were there, I was at the game. I imagine some of you were also at the game. If you made the drive and then you drove back, and I remember there was a snowstorm, we had to end up stopping, it was bad. I get why it triggers you. I don't understand how in the middle of a dynasty you were triggered by a loss in the wild card round with the quarterback that ain't even yours anymore. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. I wish I could understand this feeling. Again, some of people, like Missouri fans, are bringing up games. I understand why there are certain moments that trigger you as a Missouri fan. I mean, I have those games. The Norfolk State game is a trigger for me. It's a trigger for me. I get it. The flea kicker, it's a trigger for me. The fifth down, I get it. There are so many of them, but I've never been able to come out on the other side. Rob, you can come out on the other side. You've been on the other side plenty of times. You've felt the confetti fall on your face. You've celebrated in Mass Street that your team has won a championship. This loss when you were 9 years old, it still weighs you down to this day?
The pain is definitely less, but there's still pain. People on the text line, Chiefs fans, I'm happy you guys get it. I'm seeing a lot of
people are bringing up the Tyus Edney. The Tyus Edney play doesn't really trigger me that much. I think I was just too young. Like, that's just not the one that gets me.
That's fair. I
definitely get why it triggers some Missouri fans. The Tyus Edney one, it does not do that for me.
But Chiefs fans are filling the text line with the wild card game, the holding call for Eric Fisher against the Steelers. There's a couple Bengals ones. It does not matter that you've won. It eases the pain. The pain isn't a 10 forever. Eventually the scar heals, but you always remember, oh, I had a scar, and it still frustrates you that it existed.
I'm looking back now, and we very rarely get a chance to go back through the NBA draft. I mean, the Rafe LaFrentz thing, now in hindsight, it's a miss. Especially when you look at the other players that were selected. So that was the year Michael Olowokandi was the number one overall pick. Bibby was the second overall pick. Rafe LaFrentz was the third overall pick. Do you know what team drafted Rafe LaFrentz out of college?
Was it the Nuggets?
Denver. He was a Denver Nugget. Right after him, Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter. Those were the fourth and fifth pick. Dirk Nowitzki was also drafted in the same year as Rafe LaFrentz and Paul Pierce. He was the 10th overall pick that year. So going back a little bit of hindsight when it comes to that, Rafe LaFrentz, I did kind of forget how much of a dog he was until you and I were watching the clips. I kind of forgot how much of a dog he was. It was easy, too, effortlessly. Even back then, I could always see, man, he always hurt. Like, Rob and I were watching. You, like, remember when they would do, like, these DVDs and stuff where they would, like, show the whole team's year, like the 2002 Chiefs on NFL Films. They break it down to 30 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? We were watching that today with KU. We were watching the whatever year that was. We watched that. Rafe LaFrentz, I'm telling you, he was doing a little bit of everything. He was hooping. I'm sorry it didn't work out for him at the next level. But shout out to Rafe LaFrentz. Wherever Rafe LaFrentz may be, I hope that he is having a great day. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to the NFL. Let's talk about the AFC Big Three. We'll do that at three. Keep it right here. So drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.